in your awareness, and you'll be willing to satisfy your hunger. Rather than play some ego game about, I don't want to get fat, and I don't want people to see how much I'm eating. You'll actually be more capable of taking the gifts that are offered. And everybody knows that gift giving and gift taking are not simple phenomena. For some people, receiving a gift is very difficult. They get all embarrassed, they get all tongue-tied, they get all... Not everybody gives and receives easily. So you see, when you're sitting in this chair, you see who readily can take the gift, who kind of stands back and wants to check it all out first, who absolutely wants no part of it. Not for me, I don't want that. And it's very entertaining because everybody's got their little dance that they do when a table is piled with gifts. Some people dive right in and say, yeah, I get to have 20 of them, I'll take 20. And other people say, I get to take 20 of them, let me start with one and we'll see how that works out. And some people just tear into the packet and pull it out, and other people, So everybody's different that way. But it's never a question with a true teacher. All kinds of other things we can talk about not true teachers, but we won't go there. With a true teacher, it's never a question of what's being offered. It's a question of, are you receptive? And how receptive are you? How much can you accept? How much of the gift are you willing to take unto you? To say, okay, I take it, okay. It was offered. Thank you. Yes. So never have the idea that in this mystical phenomenon of the teacher-student or guru-disciple relationship, never have for one second the idea that the guru matters. With a fake guru, the guru matters. Because you'll be more or less interested, more or less attracted, more or less receptive, depending on how and how they are, and what they say, and how they say it, and how they advertise themselves, and what they present, and is it palatable, and is it nice, and do they wear the right clothes, and do they look holy? But with the true teacher, you can't use these societal or ordinary yardsticks. Only your heart tells you.
Can the student be as close to the teacher as the disciple to the guru?
Never. Because it's a certain kind of relationship. There are three stages to the mystical human to human relationship. Let me review them quickly. Mm-hmm. We've got about 10 minutes. You can come as a student. Those who come as a student are coming no differently than when you take a class at UCLA. Nothing wrong with it. There are people who remain students their whole life. They feel some kind of benefit. They feel that something can be gotten here, something can be gotten from this man or woman. But it's essentially no different than taking a physics class at UCLA or taking any class, because the idea is, the guy in the chair, the woman in the chair, has some knowledge and I want it. And if I go to the class, if I listen to them, if I study with them, I'll have the same knowledge they have. And that's fine. And many people come as students to all kinds of true teachers and benefit greatly. But all they're getting is knowledge. And knowledge doesn't transform. It's just more accumulation of more ideas, more perspectives. And there's a time and a place where that may be very helpful for a particular person. But if they stop there, then it has its natural limits. You learn whatever you learn. It has whatever result or effect it has. Maybe it improves your life. Maybe it does something for you. But it doesn't take you to the truth.